Welcome back to Jefferson City. We just finished up our fourth week in our regular session here. One of the things I wanted to take an opportunity to speak about today was the president's most recent proposal on taxing college savings accounts, commonly known as 529 plans. It is my view that this is one of the most effective ways that middle-class families can plan and save for their child's education. The assault on the middle class, the unconscionable decision to raise taxes on those families, I vehemently disagreed with. Earlier this week, I filed a resolution calling our congressmen and women from Missouri to use every resource available to fight that tax hike. Now, since that was filed, the president has relented. But I think it does provide a greater opportunity for us to have a conversation about the philosophy of allowing people to keep more of what they earn, allowing people to have more of their own money to put to ways that they want to, like saving for their kids' college education. So we have to remain vigilant on this issue and keep a watchful eye. I have a clip attached to this audio of my very brief introduction of that resolution early this week. Clearly, this is an issue that I've heard a lot about from constituents, really from across the political spectrum, how upset they were, and probably the reason the president changed course. But again, it's an issue that I think is worth talking about and continuing to be vigilant on to make sure that this does not happen moving forward. And how can that program be made better? I also introduced a bill earlier this year to extend that same 529-like savings plan to families with disabilities. It's the MOABLE Act. We'll talk more about it as session moves forward, but it allows families to save for their child's long-term needs in a way that is very similar to our 529 plans. This legislation passed at the federal level, and we are now one of the first states to seek companion legislation in Missouri. Lots of disability advocates from across the state, lots of families who have children with special needs and disabilities are really hopeful that this can pass this year. I'm going to work as hard as I can. So with that, hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.